Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnarled Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Code Girls by Liza Mundy chronicles the largely overlooked story of American women recruited into wartime code breaking during World War II. As the United States expanded its intelligence capabilities, thousands of young women were quietly brought into top secret work for the Army and Navy, helping to decrypt enemy communications and accelerate decision making in the Pacific and European theaters. The book focuses on the human scale of this transformation: students, teachers, and clerks who found themselves mastering complex puzzles, operating early cryptologic machinery, and carrying the burden of secrecy for decades. Mundy frames their contributions within the broader shifts of the era, including changing expectations for women, the rapid professionalization of intelligence work, and the emergence of modern cryptology. The narrative aims to restore visibility to the people behind victories often told through generals and technology, revealing how meticulous teamwork, sharp pattern recognition, and resilience became decisive weapons in an invisible war. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, recruitment, secrecy, and a new kind of wartime workforce. A central theme is how the United States built a cryptologic workforce fast enough to meet an urgent global threat. The book describes the recruitment pipeline that drew women from colleges and communities, often based on aptitude for languages, mathematics, logic, and meticulous administrative skill. Instead of conventional factory or nursing roles, these recruits entered a classified world where even job descriptions were vague and personal questions were deflected. Mundy highlights how secrecy shaped everything: family members were told little, social lives were constrained, and career accomplishments could not be publicly credited. This environment demanded emotional discipline as much as intellectual ability, because success meant silence. The topic also underscores the organizational leap required to train large cohorts quickly, standardize methods, and coordinate between Army and Navy efforts while preventing leaks. Through the lens of individual experiences, the book shows that wartime necessity accelerated a broader social shift. Women proved capable in technical and analytical work at scale. Yet the same secrecy that enabled operational security also helped erase their achievements from popular memory, setting up the book's mission to recover that history. Secondly, inside the work pattern finding, machines, and daily cryptanalysis, the book explores what code-breaking looked like in practice, emphasizing that results came from careful routines rather than cinematic breakthroughs. Mundy portrays cryptanalysis as a mix of mental stamina, teamwork, and iterative problem-solving. Women were assigned to tasks that ranged from sorting and indexing intercepted messages to tackling complex cipher systems, sometimes working with early machines and punch card methods that foreshadowed later computing. The story conveys how analysts learned to spot recurring patterns, exploit operator errors, and build reference systems that made future breaks faster. It also shows the discipline of documentation. Every partial insight could become a tool for the next shift, so process mattered as much as inspiration. The work was often monotonous and demanding, performed under relentless time pressure because decrypted intelligence could affect ship movements, convoy safety, and battlefield decisions. This topic clarifies that code breaking was not a single job, but an ecosystem of roles, each contributing to the speed and reliability of intelligence. By explaining the daily mechanics, the book helps readers appreciate the scale of human effort behind signals intelligence and why thousands of skilled workers were essential to convert raw intercepts into actionable information. Thirdly, strategic impact on the war and the intelligence feedback loop. Mundy connects the painstaking labor of code-breaking to the strategic outcomes of World War II, especially in the Pacific, where signals intelligence played a critical role. The topic centers on how decrypted communications could reveal plans, supply routes, unit locations, and operational timing, enabling commanders to act with sharper situational awareness. The book emphasizes that intelligence was a feedback loop rather than a one-time advantage. Each successful decryption improved understanding of enemy systems, which in turn made later decryptions faster and more accurate. Conversely, any operational misstep could tip off the enemy and cause them to change codes, wiping out months of progress. And this fragile advantage made the code breakers' work both powerful and precarious. The narrative also highlights how intelligence had to be translated into decisions without exposing sources, requiring careful coordination between analysts and leadership. That constraint shaped how information was presented and how operations were justified. By focusing on the women who generated and processed this intelligence, the book reframes major wartime narratives around the invisible infrastructure that supported them. Readers come away with a clearer sense that victories were not only the product of weapons and tactics, but also of information superiority built by disciplined analytical teams. Fourthly, gender, opportunity, and the limits of wartime progress. Another important topic is the complex relationship between wartime opportunity and enduring gender barriers. The book depicts how urgent demand opened doors for women to enter technical, analytical, and leadership-adjacent roles that were previously restricted. many found a sense of purpose, financial independence, and professional identity that contrasted sharply with pre-war expectations. At the same time, the story does not romanticize the era. Workplace hierarchies, unequal recognition, and assumptions about women's long-term careers persisted even inside the intelligence services. Mundy highlights the social dynamics of the period, the tension between independence and traditional norms, the pressure to appear respectable, and the way marriage and post-war demobilization threatened to redirect women back into domestic roles. The classified nature of the work amplified these limits, because even extraordinary contributions could not be used to negotiate better jobs later. This topic invites readers to see the code breakers as part of a larger historical pattern. Women repeatedly prove capability in crisis, yet institutional memory and professional pathways often lag behind. By tracing both the openings and the constraints, the book offers a grounded view of how social change happens unevenly. Shaped lastly, after the war silence, historical erasure, and rediscovery, the final topic examines what happened once the war ended and why the story remained hidden for so long. Mundy emphasizes that secrecy did not stop with victory. Many veterans kept their work confidential for decades, sometimes without their families ever knowing the details. This long silence had personal costs, including the inability to fully explain formative years or receive public acknowledgement. It also had cultural consequences. Popular histories of World War II highlighted battles and commanders, while leaving signals intelligence and its workforce largely off the page. The book explores how institutional classification practices, combined with gendered assumptions about who mattered in wartime narratives, contributed to historical erasure. Over time, declassification and oral history efforts created opportunities to reconstruct what happened. But memories can fade and documentation can be incomplete, making preservation urgent. This topic underscores why storytelling itself becomes a form of justice, giving names and context to people whose contributions were essential yet uncredited. It also points forward, encouraging readers to think about modern intelligence work, the ethics of secrecy, and how societies choose what to remember. The rediscovery of these women's roles becomes not only a correction of the record, but also a reminder that major achievements often depend on disciplined teams working far from public view. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who enjoy narrative history, World War II studies, women's history, and the behind-the-scenes story of how intelligence shapes events. It will also appeal to anyone curious about early cryptologic work and the human systems that powered it, from recruitment and training to repetitive analytical labor and coordinated reporting. The main benefit is perspective. You gain a clearer understanding of how information advantage is created, how organizations scale specialized skills under pressure, and how personal lives are reshaped by secrecy and national service. Those lessons translate beyond history into modern workplaces, where teamwork, careful process, and ethical handling of sensitive information still matter. Compared with many WWWWA books that focus on commanders or single battles, Code Girls stands out by centering the people whose contributions were foundational but long unrecognized. It combines operational context with social history, showing both what the work achieved and what it cost. That balance makes it worth buying alongside more traditional military histories, because it widens the lens and deepens appreciation for the invisible labor behind decisive moments. Readers finish with a more complete understanding of the war and a renewed respect for the quiet expertise that helped win it. If you would like to support Lisa Mundy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.